Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Matilda with your 8am Zlines. In local news, homeless campsites across the Moreton Bay area have been destroyed and shut down by local city council, who claim the campers consented to having their possessions and tents thrown into rubbish trucks. Following the council's decision to illegalise camping on public land in March, several people waiting for public housing support have reported to being dehumanised by the frequent council visits. Former homeless woman Debbie has recalled the council throwing away her tent as well as an urn of her daughter's ashes, as well as being threatened with fines up to $8,065 if she failed to comply with council removal. A council spokesperson has maintained a compassionate approach to supporting the campers, but with social housing waitlists reaching record highs, it is a different story for local people sleeping rough.
Pedro, an 8-year-old Chilean alpaca, has been an unlikely hero in helping disease virologist Dr. Ariel Isaacs in his latest research. Dr. Isaacs is researching and developing antibodies against the zoonotic Hendra virus, which is transmitted through horses and Australian flying fox bats. With alpacas and llamas, such as Pedro, being the only worldwide species having the nanobodies. Professor Watterson from the University of Queensland oversees the team of researchers and has said that the nanobodies have a high ability to protect humans against infection. Dr. Reed, a veterinarian who treats horses with Hendra, has reminded researchers that the most effective way to prevent transmission to humans is to vaccinate the horses, reminding people to protect themselves. Quote, "Don't think it can't happen to you because it can," end quote.
In national news, a major breach in Qantas's online database has left customers' information open to scammers and data harvesting. On Monday evening, Qantas updated their website, stating they had been contacted by a potential cyber criminal, with up to 6 million of their customers' online information at risk. Identity data such as names, email addresses, phone numbers, and frequent flyer numbers are being targeted by an undisclosed group, with Qantas still investigating the issue with the Australian Federal Police. The airline has assured their customers that no financial or passport details were stored in the breach system, but travellers have spoken up for stronger systems and safeguards against their personal details.
Content warning, our next story involves references to child sexual abuse. G8 Education, Australia's biggest private childcare provider, will install CCTV in all 400 of its centres. This comes after Victorian police announced charges against a former G8 employee. Melbourne childcare worker Joshua Dale Brown has been charged with more than 70 offences, allegedly involving 8 children at G8's Creative Garden Early Learning Centres in Point Cook. The alleged victims were between 5 months and 2 years old. In international news, an imposter has used artificial intelligence to impersonate the voice of US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, contacting 3 foreign ministers and 2 US politicians. The US diplomatic cable has warned American diplomatic and consular posts to be on high alert, reporting the use of AI-generated voicemails, text messages, and direct communication. The State Department cable stated the actor likely aimed to manipulate targeted individuals using AI to gain access to information and accounts. This comes after a similar attack in April attributed to a Russian-linked hacker.
For your weather this morning, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It is currently 11 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25 today. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 8am. We will be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.